This set of slides will provide an example of home health care and implementation of the EHR. The development of electronic home health records is increasing. Those that remain will have many of the same issues as other paper record systems: illegible handwriting, late documentation, late orders or incorrect orders, loose filing, and communication problems and errors. In the example we are looking at, the authors of the article describe the daily procedure in a paper-based system. Home health nurses were required to come to the office daily to verify schedule of visits, review previous nursing notes, review previous medication profiles, and deal with missing or not filed documentation. In this example of the move to an EHR, the project gained momentum because of changes from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid pay-for-performance. Reimbursement would be based on quality care outcomes, and EHR was seen as a way to provide care that was more timely and accurate, and expectation was that errors would be reduced. Vendor selection is always an important and time-consuming activity. In this example, a few vendors were selected to come on site and demonstrate the systems. Initially, IT and nursing met with the vendors. Later, more of the staff were involved in the selection process, including RN case managers, licensed vocational nurses, home health aides, social workers, schedulers, payroll, billing, and medical records. A tool for evaluating the software system was not specifically available in 2004. The organization was looking for simple to use, minimal steps to document, capability of creating a positive return on investment, cost for hardware and software, pocket personal computers and laptops were used by most vendors, availability of support staff, manageability, internet connectivity, this was in a rural setting, and usability. Training was very important to this organization. The training they provided included RNs received 8 hours of training. They needed to learn how to collect information on a standardized data set called OASIS. Other disciplines received 5 hours of training. Office staff received an overview related to their area of work. Access security was determined by the job description and qualification of employees. There were unique usernames and passwords changed monthly. The process for moving all patients to the system was in stages. New patients and patients who were recertified were entered in the point of care POC system. Transitioning into the system took 60 days due to the time for recertification. Field nurses completed the documentation at point of care. Assessments and orders signed off by nurses, medical record personnel process orders for doctor signatures, logging them in when received. This group found that there were successes because qualified and knowledgeable vendor support was provided during the go-live. An experienced RN was available during go-live. A staff IT was available during go-live. The perceived benefits aided the implementation process. Challenges, of course, are a part of the change process. They found that their challenges included costs for new equipment, continued office staff processing for physician signatures on orders was not reduced, initial templates for documentation were time-consuming for nurses to complete. They were eventually modified. Technical support. 3 options were initially available. IT department staff tried to walk nurse through the issue via phone. If it could not be resolved over the phone, they would drive to one of 4 offices to work with field technician, and the nurse would need to drive into the office, which took away from patient care. Modification was achieved. Software was purchased, which enabled IT to connect to the nurse's laptop remotely. Software issues, shutdown, file corruption, storage card maintenance, connection problems, and data rebuilds were done remotely. Internet connectivity for rural areas. Nurses had to find geographic areas for hotspots, and the problem decreased within 5 years of implementation. Resource: Sanchez I, Implementation of a Point of Care System in Home Health, Home Health Nurse, Volume 27, Number 10, November-December 2009.